Today, we head to the MCCSE. It's been a few weeks since we have caught up with our school corporation here locally, and the Director of Technology and Communications is my great friend, Alexis Harmon. Alexis, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear your voice today and be here with you. So thanks for having me.
Well, it's always great to spend time with you because I love the insight that you give me and the listeners about everything that's happening. But if I'm talking to you today, oh boy, oh boy, that means what did I sign up today to do? I don't know if I've put this in some kind of mail folder somewhere. Parent Square, something like that.
I love it. I love that it's on your to-do or that you signed up.
I don't want you guys stalking me. I want to be a good employee or a good parent and get all this filled out. And I've got another one about, hey, did you get your physical done and all this? So that's right up your alley. But we know with less, well, just about 2 weeks, tomorrow will be 2 weeks. Okay, let's start with this. Number one, I'm glad you're here because you can give me the update on what's been going on for the last few weeks. What does go on in quote-unquote the off-season? There was an old joke. My mother was a teacher. My aunts were teachers. My grandparents were. The old joke used to be the greatest three things about teaching were June, July, and August. Well, that's not the case anymore. Yeah. What have you guys been doing at the MCCSC for the last couple of weeks, either to wrap up last year or get us ready for the new school year, which is, that's 15 days. Well, 14 and a half days since we're almost through it today. Gee, okay, there we go. There, I said it.
It's
I feel
so
better.
Soon. It is. It's so soon. And, you know, really, I think I'm just really excited that it's coming up and we're getting everything in order and it's happening. So, you know, over the summer, our teachers and our administrators spent a ton of time doing professional learning and kind of just exploring those areas that are really going to help them strengthen, you know, in the classroom this year, making sure they have great experiences for students. Every year, our teachers are participating in professional learning communities, professional development. But this year in particular, our district hosted a Monroe Maker Experience for our teachers, but also teachers around the area as well. And they could come and they could learn about maker experiences and ways that they can engage students in STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, right, and math in the classroom. Those really engaging hands-on activities that give students some hands-on activities to kind of get into their learning. So that was a really great experience we had. All buildings are open starting this week, and we're just, you know, go, 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 trying to get everything prepared. Our teachers, I'm sure, are kind of looking at their lesson plans and getting that freshened up. Our principals are writing their back-to-school emails to parents and staff and students. Like, people are building their bulletin boards in their classrooms. And, you know, this is the exciting time, I think, for us to just kind of think about the students who will be entering our doors and what we can do to make them feel welcome and ready to learn. So.
Well, that's it. That's all you've been doing, huh? All right. That's fair. Alexis Harmon is my guest today. And I pop on mccse.edu just to see how things are going. Hey, look, new webpage. All right. So you left out the important details. That's why I'm here to help you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So we've launched a brand new website. Most of the whole information, our goal is really to kind of streamline and make it friendly to our users to find the information that we want. We welcome feedback, so please reach out, let us know. But we've got a new website. You already mentioned Parent Square. This is a notification email system. We've used a notification email system to contact families and communicate with them. This one just allows more control for families themselves to set up the ways that they want notifications and connect with their teachers and their principals and their schools. You know, instead of receiving an email right when it's sent, you can choose to have it sent through an app or on your phone, or you can have it texted, or you can just have it sent at the end of the day. I mean, it just has all kinds of options. So hopefully it's something that's more usable for families that helps them feel like they have the tools they need to connect with their school.
Now, the other part of Parent Square, and again, I've used this for, I think, a grand total of 2.5 minutes. I'm not going to propose that I'm an expert on it. You have to do stuff, you being the parent. It just does not automatically turn on. You have to go there, as you mentioned, and set some things up. So make sure that if you've changed an email, if you've done all this, it's not like a letter it's sent in the mailbox. You just open it and read it. You got to get involved a little bit here.
you do have to get involved. Now, I will say, no matter what, if you do nothing with Parent Square and we send out an email to you, you will still get that email in your email box, no matter what. But if you connect with Parent Square, then yes, you can, you know, see information, more information that the school is sending out. You can customize the settings for yourself, and you can volunteer at your kid's school. All kinds of other options are available to you. But no matter what, if we send out an email and we have an email on file for you, you will receive that in your email box, if you, no matter what.
That'll get you up and running. And then once you log in, you can see and update your kids that are in the corporation. So I've got both of mine in there. And it shows you about alerts and notices and explore and messages and calendars and events and all that fun stuff that will fill up 2 weeks from tomorrow. But the other great news about this, is this a different app than the MCCSC app? I'm getting in the deep water here. Throw me a life preserver. How does all of this work? Because I don't want to confuse anybody, Alexis, and that's why I'm glad you're here today, because we do have this new exciting stuff.
Yes. It is different. This is our new app where we will centralize our information. So one place, you'll be able to go to that app, find the information you want about the school, find lunch menus, calendar events, all of those kinds of things, as well as be in that app and, you know, message your teacher. Or you got in a note that your kid was absent and it's an excuse and you have a doctor's note, you could submit that doctor's note there as well. So all of that things will be in one place.
And everything is, you can find that starting at mccsc.edu, and that will take you where you need to go. But in this day and age, how important is it to have everything on your phone? What isn't on your phone these days?
It's true. I mean, I think there are some of us that still opt to use other options, but gosh, it really does make it convenient when we embrace those things, and it increases the accessibility and the convenience for us, for absolute sure.
Well, you take your phone everywhere. Sometimes I forget my wallet, but if I have my phone, I can still survive.
Isn't that the brilliance of like Apple Pay, right?
I can watch TV. I can't take my television everywhere I go, but I can watch it right there. Right there on my phone. Alexis Harmon is my guest this afternoon. She's our guest. We're all in this together. We're having fun, as we always do, as we get caught up and ready. School back in session 2 weeks from tomorrow. And we like to get caught up on all the great things that are happening. And technology and communication is a big part of it. So what do we need to know? 2 weeks from tomorrow, the doors open. What would you like to have everybody have completed by then to make these early days? It's hectic enough. How can we make life easier for everybody?
I mean, I think you hit it. Register with Parent Square so you can make sure you're getting the most up-to-date information from your child's school. I think also the website is a great source of information. You'll see notifications there as well, because the nice thing between Parent Square and the website is that they're integrated together. So if something's posted in Parent Square, you're going to see it show up on the homepage of the website as well for your child's school. Those school supply lists are posted there for all the elementary school students. The open house schedule is there. And of course, for elementary students, teacher meet and greet is August 1st. And that's 3 to 4 for all of the schools, except for Rogers is at 2 and Templeton is at 2:30. But August 1st is the meet and greet for elementary students. They can go find out who their teacher is and say hello and see their classroom.
Alexis Harmon is our guest, the Director of Technology and Communications for the MCCSC. Now, redoing the website is a big deal. Having a new app is a big deal. Are those the two major boxes checked heading into the 2023-2024 school year?
Yeah, I mean, for me, yes, but I think lots of people have other boxes they're still trying to check. My next one is on making sure every kid is ready to go with their iPad and every teacher is ready to go with their laptop, too, so that they can access all of the things they need when they need to.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because we know the prevalence of e-learning, and I think people hear e-learning and think, well, that's a day you don't go to school. No, e-learning is every day at school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, teachers are really good about balancing the kinds of activities that students do, so they don't spend all day on those devices, but they have it as a way for them to develop their work, share their work, connect, get resources. And so, every day is a way in which we engage the tools that we have to make sure that we're doing the best we can in learning and engaging with our students. Absolutely.
Back to school, August 2nd, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Have we changed the start times, Alexis, or are we going to go year two of what we started? I believe it was last year.
So we have the same start times as last year, year two with the same thing, except for, right, these elementary transfer sites as we transfer our ALPS program from University to Fairview, and that's a two-year time period that we're transferring students that ALPS program from University to Fairview. So both of those schools have a 9:15 start time this year as well. So we have high school starting at 7:45, middle school starting at 8:10, and elementary, a tier one elementary starting at 9 o'clock, tier two at 9:30, and then Fairview and University start at 9:15.
Is this the second of 2 years, and we'll reevaluate that, or is this just how it's going to be moving forward? I know this is probably a popular question as we move on.
I think that this is how we're going to go forward with a tiered transportation system. It's the way that transportation could answer this question much better than I can, but my understanding from looking at school systems and trying to understand the ways that they work, that this is a trend across the nation for schools as they look at transportation. These tiered systems work well to provide adequate transportation for students to schools.
We could do it differently, folks, if we had 400 more bus drivers and another 100 buses. That's why.
Absolutely true.
That's why it is this way. And for years and years and years, we had the sign up in front of the administration building. We need bus drivers. We need this. We need that. And I don't think that need ever ends, but we are not to a point, rightly, wrongly, or indifferent, where we can do it and have start times similar because of the finite amount of drivers and buses. Do I have that right?
That is true. We're leveraging the resources we have. So the number of buses we have and the number of drivers we have. Having said that, we're still always looking for bus drivers, and we provide training to get your CDL, which is your commercial driver's license, and we have competitive pay and really good benefits. So if you're interested, check it out.
You will never come on this program and say, oh, we're good. We have way too many bus drivers and buses. No, that's just not.
No.
It's just a different scenario. And obviously the pandemic, there's other reasons as why. Again, we'll leave that for transportation. You're right. Okay, but speaking about transportation, this is highly important as well, stress of the first days of school. If I am going to ride the bus, what bus number, what time do they pick me up, where do they pick me up in my neighborhood, when should people expect that information, and how should they expect to receive it, Alexis?
So transportation will be sending that information out to those who are transported. They're kind of finalizing all of those routes now, so they should expect to receive it a few days before school. They can always look in, get some of their bus information through Skyward Family Access, and then if they've downloaded the VersaTrans app, you know, they can enter their family ID, and they can get information about their student and their bus that's synced nightly once it's in there and ready to go.
Well, the other thing that's disturbing this time of year, besides school starting on the second day of August, is going to be, this time next week when the buses are out running around practicing their routes, and you think to yourself,
yep.
it's right
Did
around the
it?
Corner. It's right around the corner. Summer's over. Mm-hmm. Summer's over. But I will point out, and my wife will be angry, but I think she's at the doctor's office getting one of the physicals to get us ready to go to school. She mentioned something today about, you know what? I don't miss packing lunches that badly. And maybe I'll get back. We'll get back onto that. Because, again, as long as we both work from home when we're not working, not from home. So it gets a little rowdy. Gets a little rowdy in there sometimes, and we have a little fun with that. So be on the lookout for transportation and bus route information. You can do that. You can also find some of these links at mccse.edu. Where do you think I get all my information from? And probably the most important thing that people want to know right when school starts is obviously the calendar for 2023-24. These calendar dates have been ratified, put together, arranged. Mm-hmm. This did not happen overnight. It did not happen last week. This has been going on for a few years. We shouldn't have any terribly big surprises in there either, should we?
we should not. They're the same calendars. They're set for 3 years in advance. And so that calendar has been up on our website for a number of years, and it's up there now. So if you want to verify any of those dates that you're wondering about, it's there on our website with all of the information you need on school calendars. Absolutely.
It's too early to dream about spring break, but it's never too early to dream about spring break or fall break or anything else that goes on. So we always have fun with this. Did you have a great summer? Did you get some time to recharge your batteries?
Of course, at least a little bit, but mostly I just look forward to the summer and the opportunity to make sure that things are in place for an amazing school year for our teachers and for our students.
What's Oswald been doing? I haven't seen him in a month.
Same thing. We're just all busy trying to get all the work done that needs to be done over the summer. Right.
Well, I'll talk to him next week.
You know.
He'll get us ready for the July school board meeting, which is 1 week from today. And then 1 week from tomorrow, or from next week on this time in one day, will be the beginning of school. So there we go. All right, Alexis, great job as always. Best of luck for the new year. Ringing that bell on August 2nd. August 2nd.
August 2nd.
I got to talk to Oswald about this. This is not conducive for me, and that's the problem with it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
I know we'll get caught up in the semester as well, and if I've missed anything, shoot me an email and I'll get you right back on, because I don't want to make, with the new app and everything else that's going on, if I breezed over something that you remember after we get off, we'll have you back on to make sure everybody is on the same page when those bells start ringing, those buses start pulling up, and those school doors fly open on August 2nd. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, Mike. Thank you.
That's Alexis Harmon. She puts up with me, and I'm not sure why, but she's the director of technology and communications, two very important facets of the MCCSC, the Monroe County Schools Corporation. MCCSC.edu. The superintendent, Jeff Oswald, will join us next Tuesday.